keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A gender-affirming care ban failed to pass in Kansas as a result of two Republican state representatives who broke ranks with their party to vote against the legislation. But in a move no one expected, the bill died in the state house, where Republican state representatives Susan Kekanen and Jesse Borjon decided to vote alongside Democrats against it, even though both had previously voted in its favor. Senator Mary Ware told her Senate colleagues in the state of Kansas she had a simple question for them. What is the acceptable number of youth suicides, Ware asked. Ware's question set the tone for debate in the Senate, which voted 27-13 to override Governor Laura Kelly's veto of Senate Bill 233, legislation that would ban gender-affirming care for anyone younger than 18. But the override attempt fell short in the House on an 82-43 vote, too short of the two-thirds majority required. The bill would have blocked teenagers from receiving hormone therapy and other treatments recognized as necessary by medical professionals, and it would have banned state employees from supporting social transitioning, which is defined to include an individual changing their preferred pronouns or manner of dress. Representative Susan Kekanen, Republican of Beloit, and Representative Jesse Borjon, Republican from Topeka, flipped their votes from earlier in the month to sustain the governor's veto. Two other Republicans, Representative Mark Schreiber of Emporia and Representative David Younger of Ulysses, also joined Democrats in blocking the legislation from becoming law. We hear about mental health, about suicide, and ask why, Kekanen said. We're not listening to the impact of youth. Government involvement is not the answer, end of quote. On the Senate side, Senator John Dole, Republican from Garden City, and Senator Carolyn McGinn, Republican from Sedgwick, joined the chamber's 11 Democrats in supporting the veto. Opponents of the bill pointed to extensive medical research that shows transgender children who are already at an elevated risk for suicide are more likely to die from suicide if they don't receive gender-affirming care. This bill ignores, or should I say tramples, on the rights of some Kansas citizens to live peaceably, lawfully, and free to make their own decisions about their own bodies, Ware said. Republicans argued the bill would protect children from life-altering decisions they could end up regretting. Senator Beverly Gossage, Republican from Eudora, said she receives beautiful cards and emails from parents who thank her for pursuing the legislation. We all sympathize to those who are suffering from gender dysphoria, Gossage said. Senator Mark Steffen, Republican of Hutchinson, said the predators in today's society are woke health care providers who are preying on confused children and parents. No more than we would ever tell somebody with anorexia that they're fat would we tell a boy that they're a girl or a girl that they're a boy, Steffen said. In a teary speech, Senate Minority Leader Dinah Sykes, Democrat from Lenexa, said she has heard from hundreds of Kansans who see hormone treatment as a life raft and are concerned the legislature is about to rip that away. Research consistently shows that supportive environments, including access to gender-affirming care, reduces the mental health risk for kids, Sykes said, while denying that care amplifies feelings of isolation, shame, and hopelessness. So for our transgender community, I will say there are some who are in your camp, Sykes said. We may not understand all the complexities that you go through, but you have a place in the state, and we accept you and we cherish you. And regardless of where this vote goes, there is someone who is here who cares, end of quote. The House delayed taking action as Republican leadership tried to secure enough votes to override the governor's veto. Before closing the roll call, Republicans locked the chamber doors and issued a procedural declaration that requires every member to cast a vote rather than abstain. Borjon said he would support a ban on gender reassignment surgery and limits on the use of hormone blockers for minors, but for him, the bill went too far in restricting speech and behavioral health care for transgender use. Representative Tobias Schlingensepien, a Topeka Democrat and pastor, said it was clear the politically motivated bill would make the lives of trans kids and their families more difficult. He went on to say, I am confident that zero Kansas residents who would be affected by this bill have asked for it to be passed. On the contrary, they have instead been pleading for this legislature to reject this policy, end of quote. About 200 healthcare professionals also signed on to an open letter to the Kansas legislature urging lawmakers to sustain the veto. The letter said that the bill and others like it disregard established medical best practices and inflict significant harm on an already vulnerable population. Additionally, the rhetoric used to promote these bans are completely inaccurate and perpetuate discrimination against transgender youth and their families. That story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. We have one job opening to pass along to you today. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkloc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The next Mitchell County Planning Commission Appeals Board meeting is tomorrow, Tuesday, May 7th at 7 p.m. in the First Bank of Beloit meeting room. There will be bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit, this Thursday from 4 to 2. This is free to attend. Seating is limited. Donations accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Beloit USD 273 will be hosting a retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Werner, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Sawfield, Vicki Jackson, Kathy Harris, Lori Bunn, and Kim Ellis on Wednesday, next Wednesday, May the 15th at the Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
1-2. And low, works it out to right field. That base hit. Tavares scores, and the Rangers have their first lead of the game, and it comes in the 10th inning.
I put the Rangers up 3-2 in the 10th inning over the Royals. They would go on to win by that final score. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, some results from the area on Friday. Also, the NBA and NHL playoffs, Kentucky Derby on Saturday, and a tight finish at NASCAR in Kansas on Sunday as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Some notes from area high school athletics on Friday. The Beloit Lady Trojans finished out their softball regular season with a sweep of Republic County, taking the first game 13-3-5, taking game 2 12-2 in six innings. Also on Friday, track and field, the Southeast Saline Invitational. The Beloit girls yet again winning a team championship. Southeast boys taking first place. Tatum Seifert, our athlete of the week, took two more gold medals for Beloit on the girls' side, winning both the discus and the shot put. Also on Friday, the Rock Hills Grizzly Invitational, Washington County girls, Smith Center boys were the champions. Individual multiple gold medals from the area on Friday. Madison Howland of Smith Center in the 800 and 1600. And on the boys' side, individual multiple golds for Johnny Hamill of Osborne in the 1600 and 3200. Joshua Ferguson of Thunder Ridge in the shot put and discus. Thompson Relays in Lincoln on Friday. First place for the Lincoln boys and the Sylvan Lucas girls. Multiple gold medal winners on the girls' side. Bentley Smith of Lincoln in the 100 and 200. Cody Hill of Sylvan Lucas in the 400 and 800. Morgan Finkenbinder for Sylvan Lucas winning both the high jump and triple jump. Boys multiple gold medal winners. Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln in the 110 and 300 meter hurdles. And Xavier Miller took three golds in the 200 high jump and long jump. You can find the full results from all that activity at ncksports.com. Also, over the weekend, the Acacia Regional Baseball Brackets were released as the tournaments start later this week. In Class 3A, Beloit and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln will both be at the Marysville Regional. Beloit's the number 3 seed at 12-8 against Marysville, the number 6 at 6-12. Due to kind of limited umpires, the games will be played on the top side of the bracket at Ellsworth, the bottom side of the bracket at Marysville. So Beloit will be at Marysville at 4 o'clock Thursday on the first round game, and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln's the 5 seed at 6-11 against 4 seed Southeast Saline, who's 13-9. That'll be at 4 o'clock Thursday in Ellsworth in the first round. Full brackets for regional baseball, softball, and regional assignments, track and field, and golf can all be found at ncksports.com once all that info is released. Now, as sort of the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals finished out their series with the Rangers on Sunday with a 3-2 loss in 10 innings. Casey led 2-0 through 7, scoring in the first and third on RBIs by Vinny Pascantino, bringing in Bobby Witt Jr. both times. After scoring on a sac fly in the eighth to get within 2-1, Jonah Heim hit a solo homer off the foul pole in the ninth to tie the game at 2 for the Rangers. They would score the winning run on an RBI single from Nathaniel Lowe in the top of the 10th. In his first start of the season for the Royals, Daniel Lynch threw 34 pitches in the first inning but settled in to pitch 5 scoreless, giving up just 2 hits but got a no decision in the end.
Really good. I mean, first inning, you know, a lot of pitches, was able to get out of it, and then was really efficient the rest of the way. Got swing and miss, really competitive, threw a lot of strikes. It was a really good start for us.
Matt Cotrero's Royals are now 20-15 on the season. They'll stay at home to start a three-game set with the Brewers tonight, and the Royals have set out of abundance of caution due to the potential for inclement weather. That game has been moved up to 6:10 tonight from Coppin Stadium, as Cole Riggins will take the mound for the Royals in Game 1.
It'll be their first playoff series win in 6 years. And that'll do it. Donovan Mitchell and a ferocious Cavs defense. They win Game 7.
Cleveland took Game 7 of the Eastern Conference first round over the Magic on Sunday, 106-94, to move to the second round of the NBA playoffs. Donovan Mitchell dropped 39 points in the win for the Cavs. Two games on the schedule tonight in the NBA. The Knicks and Pacers play Game 1 of their second round series at 6:30 on TNT in the East. And in the West, the defending champion Nuggets down 1-0 after a 106-99 loss to the Timberwolves Saturday. Game 2 at 9 o'clock tonight on TNT.
Johnston for Dallas in the first. Howden for Vegas in the second. Here's Craig Smith, back out for Foxa. Backhand shot, score!
That goal put the Dallas Stars up 2-1, and that would be the final as they eliminated the defending NHL champion Vegas Golden Knights with a 2-1 win on Sunday, advancing to the second round of the West with a 4-3 series win. In the East on Sunday, the Rangers won Game 1 of their second round series against the Hurricanes 4-3. And tonight in the East, the Panthers host the Bruins at 7 o'clock Game 1 of the second round.
It is Mystic Dan down toward the inside with the lead. Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan? Or was it Sierra Leone? Forever Young is between them. Catching freedom. Finish fourth. A photo finish to decide the 150th Kentucky Derby.
An 18-1 favorite, Mystic Dan, won the first leg of the Triple Crown Saturday in horse racing, taking the Kentucky Derby by a nose. It was the first time in 28 years there was a finish by the nose, and just 10th time in the race history. Next up in the horse racing Triple Crown will be the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore on May 18th. Finally in sports, it was also a photo finish in NASCAR Sunday at Kansas Speedway. Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher by 1/1000th of a second to take the Advent Health 400 win. Larson currently holds a 29-point lead in the NASCAR Cup point standings after 12 starts. You can read more at NASCAR.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.